Welcome to the Faith Homestead Podcast, where we talk to you about God, family, homesteading, frugal living, and all the in-between. We're your hosts, Sarah
and Matt, and we thank you for joining us today. Please take a minute to subscribe, and we hope you stay a while.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Faith Homestead Podcast. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Matt.
And we welcome you. So we hope you guys all had a wonderful Christmas. We are now in the new year. Today is January 1st. It's actually my birthday. I am 37 years old today. So that's a little bit hard to swallow.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. It's a little bit of a hard pill to swallow, but it's okay. I'm just thankful and I'm blessed that I'm here and that I have a wonderful husband and a wonderful family. So today, guys, we are going to talk about kind of a lot of things. The first thing that we're going to talk about is just kind of let us know how our Christmas went and kind of the things that we got this year that were kind of cool and interesting. So stay tuned for that. We're also going to talk about what we did today. We did some garden prep today because we had a like 58 degree day here in Pennsylvania today. Tomorrow it's going to be even nicer. So we, you know, wanted to be outside with the kids and soak up that vitamin D. And so we did some prep in the garden. And then we're going to end with just some 2023 thoughts and some things that we think you should do. If you guys could just take a minute, please. And if you're watching us on YouTube, if you could please like and subscribe. And if you're watching us on your favorite podcast platform, if you could just follow us. So do you want to get into talking about what we did today? Or I'm sorry, not what we did today, our Christmas. What did we do over Christmas?
So we had a great Christmas holiday and had family in town that, you know, it's nice to get everybody together and,
Yeah.
You know, like we talked about previously, a little bit of traveling, driving around on Christmas Eve, but then, you know, spending the day here on Christmas and then obviously having Monday for the holiday. We made the most of that added day as well to have family in and kind of enjoy the whole holiday together as a larger extended family.
Yeah, we had his mother-in-law. She was in with
my mother-in-law.
Sorry, it's so easy just to say mother-in-law. So he had his mother in, my mother-in-law, and with her partner, they were here for about a week. And so that was nice. So, you know, our children, they love their mom and Sween. So they love having them in town. And then we had multiple Christmases here that we celebrated with, you know, multiple parts of the family. So that was really nice.
Absolutely.
And
it can get, you know, chaotic, right?
Yeah.
Definitely can be
it's exhausting.
To, you know, and again, that preparedness of, you know, one, not only being prepared for the holiday and understanding what's coming with that holiday, but a lot of the preparation work was already done. So,
yeah,
you know, we didn't have to stress too much.
The food was easy. You know, we had everything. So that was great.
Didn't make too many, you know, rush to the store for anything, trips, anything like that. So, you know, overall, I think it was, you know, while stressful, not nearly as stressful as I think it could have been.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great. And so I got a pretty sweet, Christmas gift this year. So a few months ago, I was really reading a lot about hydroponics, and that's something that I really wanted to kind of try out. And I'm very, very green. This is the first time I've ever done hydroponics. If you follow me on my Facebook page at Faith Homestead or on TikTok at Faith Homestead, you'll see that I've been toying around with ball jar hydroponics, where I would take, you know, I would eat a head of romaine lettuce and just the end of it, we would grow. And, you know, we are getting, you know, new lettuce from that, which is really awesome. Not at a crazy, you know, light speed, but it is growing and it's really kind of cool. The kids love it. It's a science experiment. They love it. And I homeschool. So it's really, really awesome for them to see, you know, how we can eat a head of lettuce and then pop it in water and get another head of lettuce. That's really cool. But so Matt's mother got me a small, really awesome, you know, arrow garden for Christmas, an herb garden. And so we hooked that all up and I'm really excited to see that go. And it's so seamless. You just pop these little pods in and then just does all the work for you. It's really awesome. But Matt actually got me a... It's so crazy. He got me this Arrow Garden Farm 24XL. So if you want to search that on the internet, you can see what that is. It's the Farm 24XL and it's massive. It's huge. It's really awesome. So you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so 24 spots for growing within that farm. So
yeah.
really offers us the opportunity to continue growing throughout the year, which was something that for us is it's going to be something that we wanted to do. You know, I looked around for options as far as building our own and saw so many different things about whether PVC pipe was safe to be used or not. And some people are saying plasticizers are, you know, extremely dangerous if you're consuming food grown out of them, while other people are saying, no, there's no harmful effect.
We're just not there
I
yet.
wasn't quite ready yet to build my own fully hydroponic farm in our house.
Maybe
So
down the road.
I had the opportunity on the Aero Garden, the farm, and said, you know, let's start here. Even if this is not necessarily where we're going to be in, you know, the next few years in hydroponic growing, at least this offers us
Something to learn from.
something to kind of build off of. And long term, if we find that there is other things that are better for certain things, this garden will still work great
Yeah, it's
for
the
all of the
winter.
things that we
And
need.
that's the thing. So we live in Pennsylvania. So we could have a greenhouse outside, and we could grow our lettuces and stuff like that in a greenhouse, or even almost into fall have, we have can have lettuce closer to our house. But it's nice. We eat so much lettuce in our house. I mean, I go through, I mean, I'm not even lying. I probably go through about 9 heads of romaine a week. So it's just some extra lettuce and herbs that we can just have like in our house. It's just for us, it seemed like it was really valuable. So we will update you, a year from now or even a
And
few months from now.
this farm can handle up to 36 inches of plant height. So there's
It's really
varieties
tall.
of tomatoes that you know you can keep within that realm. There's you know peppers, different things that we're going to try growing on this. Some and even looking at some things that don't grow well in our garden and our soil. This might be an opportunity for us to start growing some stuff that doesn't really work in our garden.
Yeah, it
So
was just a good op. He had a great opportunity to get one, and so we are here we are, and we will update you. So
I had
that
to
was
wait for
nice.
it to be on sale. Got it on sale, right?
Yeah,
So,
so that was
you know, that
nice.
was something that obviously made that
Possible.
decision
It made it possible for us.
possible for us. Yeah.
Absolutely. So basically, that's what happened for Christmas. We really hope that you guys had a, a very blessed and joyous Christmas, and we hope that you're entering the new year with a positive outlook. And I know that for many of you, it's it we those of us who are following the trends in the economy right now know that it may not be the smoothest transition in 2023, and it may get harder. But if you're on this page right now, you're of the mindset to know that there are ways to combat, the fatigue that is going to set in, because I think it's going to be a little bit more of a harder year than even 2022 was. So today, what did we do today
Yeah,
for
so we
my birthday?
took that opportunity to get outside, right?
That's what I wanted to
So
do. I woke up this morning. I was like, God really put it on my heart this morning. And I'll just kind of segue off for just a second. I was getting out of the shower and I was just getting ready for the day. And God just, he placed it on my heart because I've been wanting to just have this like huge homestead, and I want to have more acreage. And right now we only have about an acreage, an acre of land to work with. For our small homestead, we only have chickens. We can't have any other animals. And I keep wanting more. And God was like, grow where you're planted, manage the homestead that you have now, and then I will provide down the line. And I just really had that on my heart this morning. And so I called him from the bathroom upstairs because he was downstairs with the kids. I was like, let's work on the yard today out back. And he was like, okay. And so we did all day.
yeah, it was not what I expected for our day to celebrate you, but
It was
nonetheless,
great.
you know, beautiful weather, it gave us that opportunity, right? So got the kids bundled up.
In their snowsuits in 60-degree weather because it's so
It
muddy.
was muddy, yeah. So the yard was a little bit of a mess, and but you know, just knowing, hey, like we're gonna put the snowsuits on, your kids are gonna get covered
It
in
was
mud,
perfect.
and we're gonna go out and get stuff
It was
done, right?
perfect. The snowsuits are great. So if you live in an area where it's muddy, just put their snowsuits on. They're not gonna get overheated. It's fine.
Yeah, we didn't bundle them up underneath the snowsuits,
No.
you know, just kept it somewhat light and just let them run. And, you know, our little guy, I think, was his
First
Oh, first
time.
time running around the backyard that way.
Yeah, he's just about a year and a half, and it's been cold, so it's the first time he's really been free outside.
Just roaming around,
And
but actually walking.
he had a full mud suit on that my mom got him for Christmas, and it like so it didn't matter how he fell, like he was covered.
He was,
He was
yeah.
good. So
Well, he was covered by the time we came
in
in,
mud, but
but
not underneath.
and
So.
so we decided that getting the garden prepared for some of the harsher weather coming, and then also being prepared for the springtime. You know, took that
Yeah.
opportunity. It was a beautiful day, and had a million other things that we could have been doing today. And thankfully you came down and said let's get out there and get this done. And again, I think it sets us up for being prepared for spring.
Oh,
We're
yeah.
so much further advanced, and we had been trying the back to eating gardening. Last year we put the wood chips into our garden, and
So excited for that
it
this
was
year.
really, really great start last year. And as a lot of people had said with that
It's
first year,
not to
you
expect
can't
anything.
really have high expectations for your garden right away. But we got out in the garden today, and while the grass and the ground was soft, that was.
I went and scooped because the back to eating gardening method, if you don't know, it's where you take primarily mulch is what people use. And or wood chips. And so you take wood chips and you spread them how many inches thick?
Ours is about 6 inches.
About 6 inches thick throughout your whole garden of wood chips. And you just that's it. And then when you want to plant something, you move the wood chips aside, you plant whatever seeds you want to plant, you cover them up, you wait till they start to
You have to
grow,
wait for
and then
growth.
you start to slowly cover them back up with the wood chips. And it like I'm telling you, nothing has been planted, nothing has been growing for about 6 months out there. And I took my hand and I If you can just picture this in your head, I dug my hand about a couple inches down into the soil and it was just black,
Good
amazing
soil.
soil.
Yeah.
You look into it. Back to eating gardening,
And
it's
that's something
amazing.
that, for me, really, when Sarah had brought it to me, then I just wasn't sure about how well could this really work. But one thing that was the big thing that got me to kind of buy in on it was getting that soft soil.
No
Our
tilling.
soil in our yard, out in the back, it's hard packed. I would rototill, and 3 days later, it'd be like a dirt track, like hard packed dirt
Crazy.
track.
It's like, and
And
then once the sun hit on it, oh, done. Like,
then it would just start to like
yeah.
crackle through. And I just didn't understand why the dirt was just, it wasn't good soil. And not even 1 full year having those wood chips on it, it was just, I mean, walking across the wood chips today, it was so
Fluffy.
soft. I was just amazed.
Yeah, and so also with the back to eating gardening, if you're really new to this, it's a no-till system, so you don't rototill at all. You the wood chips sit on top, and just every year you just kind of just like let that decompose, and then add more wood chips. And there's no tilling. There's very minimal weeds. You can add nutrients and something. Like we're gonna add some stuff come spring, like
Yeah.
worm casings and stuff like that.
And
But
we'll make a whole video when we
yeah, we're gonna
discuss
do a
how and
we'll set
why
the
we do
tripod
that.
up outside, and you'll see all of that. But there, it's all so what also is great is where we live, we pay for water. We are on public water here, and so we have to pay for it. And with the back to eating gardening, we watered our garden what 3 times last year. We had like a couple like 100+ days, and we were like, I don't want to lose everything. So we were not even sure, but even so, we probably could have just let it go, but we were too scared. But now that we know, we have, I mean, like we were spending hours watering over the summer and gallons of water that we had to pay for. And you don't have to do it. The wood chips, they hold all the moisture. The back to eating gardening is think about going into the woods where it's dark and you see the woods and there's all like the trees and the pine things fall into the ground. And if you were to scoop up some of the soil in the woods, it would be moist. It's basically just leaving it the way God intended it and not disturbing the land. And it's amazing. It's so
Yeah, it
cool.
really has been so far. And keeping the dirt and the nutrients there, when those wood chips, the natural stuff decomposing, it helps to keep more of that there. And so it will definitely be interesting to see with the soil testing coming up in the spring. We'll see what we're lacking, what do we really need to get into our ground, and again, looking at how do we do that naturally, right? Not using all of the fertilizers or the harsh
Yep,
chemical,
no.
plant foods, all this stuff.
No,
It's
thank
like
you.
you're taking something great and then just adding that stuff in. Not
Yeah, no
the best thing
thanks.
in the world.
Yeah.
So again, looking at all those things that we can do and keep it as natural as we can. So pretty exciting. Garden's prepped. I mean, we're at this point now, we're ready to go. I mean,
Yeah.
we're gonna secure some more fence so the rabbits stay out a little bit better this year. That's gonna be a project coming up. We discussed building some raised beds around the outside perimeter of the perimeter on the outside of the fence so that we can plant some stuff that the smaller animals and the deer don't necessarily want to come eat anyway, and maybe deter some of them from wanting to come in the garden
Yeah.
past that point. So we're going to be trying out some stuff here, and we'll bring everybody along with you
We
as
will.
we're getting through that.
We have a lot of deer, so we have like, what is it, an 8-foot fence?
Yeah, so we put up 8-foot fence around the garden because 4 was not enough to keep the deer out, and 4-foot fence, you put up another 4 feet. So I wasn't about to cut and modify and do anything. So 8-foot post to 4-foot fence,
And it
either one
keeps
on
the
top
deer
of each
out.
other, and
Yeah.
the deer don't bother with the garden any longer. Smaller animals are what we're battling now, so
Yeah.
we're coming up with a game plan for that for this spring, so that all the hard work that Sarah does put in with the starting the seeds in February and March and getting them prepped for the ground, we want to make sure that we can harvest as much of that as we can.
Yeah, we have wire around the whole garden, but we're gonna have to do like a few feet of hardware cloth just because what we have is, it deteriorates over time. So we're gonna do some skirting of some hardware cloth and then bump up some beds against the side. So it's good. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, and like I said, we're now ready for springtime. Really, if we waited 3 months and didn't touch anything, we'd be ready to put stuff in the ground in the
Yeah,
spring.
absolutely.
And we like to plan out the garden and know where we're going to plant everything as we're starting our seeds, so
Yeah.
that again, we're prepared for when those seeds go in the ground, right? Looking at all the different things for lay out what's the best areas for certain things to grow. We do have trees around the garden that certain things grow better and less sun than others, and just blueprinting the garden out, trying to make sure that we're as effective as we can be with it.
Yeah. So speaking of gardening, we want to kind of segue into a little area that we want to touch on tonight, which is homesteading. So, are you thinking about homesteading? Is it something that's been on your heart? Have you been following our channel because you're interested in the things that we talk about? So, you might want to start homesteading, but you're like, I don't know where to start. I live in an apartment. I have a, you know, I live in a condo. I have like, a centimeter of growing space. Or you have a half acre or more, and you are like, I don't even know how to utilize this. So we just kind of, well, we're not going to go through the whole blueprint. We can in further episodes. If it's something that you're interested in, please comment and let us know. But basically today we're just going to talk about a little bit about homesteading and, how to start. What do you do? So you don't need a ton of space to homestead. Homesteading is really just more of a lifestyle. It's not, a term that means, well, if you have a half acre of property, you are able to consider yourself a homesteader, but it is not how it works. You can be a homesteader in an apartment in a city, and you can have, a balcony where, or you can have an indoor aero garden or something like that, or hydroponic setup, and you can be a homesteader. Homesteading can be just being frugal. It can be, saving, all of your food and not throwing anything out, not having waste and using everything up. It can be strategically, saving and planning around your groceries. Homesteading is a lifestyle. It is a thought. It is a simplistic way to live. That is how I define homesteading, and that is how we as a family consider, I mean, we consider ourselves homesteaders, and every single day I feel like we grow in our homesteading journey. It's just, every little everything, like for example, this is really silly and I'm probably going to laugh even explaining this, but I had to come up with a quick meal the other day, and I was like, oh, I pulled some little like Smokies hot dogs out of the freezer, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll make these. And then I'm like, I don't have any crescent rolls. I always just would just go to the store and buy crescent rolls, and I'm like, I can just make crescent rolls. It's not hard. So I just like took it literally took me 5 minutes, and I made the dough, and I wrapped all the little piggies, all the little hot dogs, and I made pigs in a blanket. And Matt said they were better than the crescent rolls. And then another thing, My son is obsessed with raisin bread right now. And I was like, oh, it's the last piece of raisin bread. And Matt's like, Sarah, we have raisins, just make a loaf. And I'm like, it's just silly things like that. And I've been homesteading and baking bread and doing things for, a few years now. And I didn't even think that like I could just bake a loaf of bread. It takes like literally 10 minutes to do it. So you don't have to be some, expert level person, in all these different fields to be able to be a
And it
homesteader.
doesn't take a large investment
It does
financially to
not.
make it happen, which I
No.
think can also be what a lot of people think when they think homesteading, right?
Yeah.
Is I need to buy a bunch of acreage, and I need to buy all kinds of equipment, and I need to
Nope.
have this,
Homesteading
we
could be, buying a $50 dehydrator and dehydrating food and saving it. Like just simple steps, canning food, just being prepared and
even just maximizing on canned goods sales in grocery
yeah,
stores so that
exactly.
you have some preparation for when you can't go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And I think the idea of preparedness and homesteading is that line is somewhat blurred, I think, with us, where we don't strictly follow one set
No.
guideline of this is the only way that you can be a homesteader. Really,
No.
how much more can I get out of the property that I have,
Yeah, it's really just a
right? Whether
choice.
that's indoors in my house and making the most of that, or the 8 tenths of an acre that we have,
Yeah,
right?
and it's not
Or
always pretty. Like if you come in my house right now, like my house is very clean, which we're going to talk about towards the end of our episode today. But my dining room is a dining room with a hutch. I have china in there for special occasions, but I also have a United States flag like duct taped to my wall. I have all my kids' homeschooling things. Like it is functional. Like it is the way it is. And I homeschool, so I
and
have
now an
it.
arrow garden
And
too.
now I have an aero garden. So I have a homeschool room, an aero garden room, a huge farm, and I have my dining room in one room, which is what is it, 10 by 15 room. Like that, like it, that's just the, it doesn't need to be this organized like thing where, oh, I have a greenhouse and I have all this. No, you do it, you do what you can with what you have. So that's just a thought. And like something that I would recommend if you are able to have, like one thing, if you live on some land and you're able to have chickens, that is probably like, I would say the one thing that if you're able to do and you have the ability, you're able to do it where you live, because some places they don't allow chickens. If you're able to do it where you live, I would suggest getting chickens and keeping chickens right now. You don't need to have a rooster, because with a rooster comes more eggs, which come more
I hate
chickens. And
roosters.
a lot of neighbors don't like that, especially if you're living in a very close neighborhood. So I would recommend getting some hens and start getting eggs, because right now the price of eggs is skyrocketing. I know in where we live for 18 eggs, it's up to like $7.50 for 18 eggs. Some states are up to almost $10 for 18 eggs. So I would suggest that. Now, what I would suggest, especially because we're kind of heading towards it's kind of like a need now. You can get chickens that are called pullets, which are almost at egg layer age. And so that way you're not having to buy all the equipment to like basically start baby chicks from the ground up. And so that's just something to think about. I would recommend that. You agree?
Yeah, I would. For our first time, actually having chickens on our property here, we started out with the chicks,
I
and
liked it. It was a good
we
experience
had
for the
to,
kids.
set the lamps up, get the,
It's a lot of work.
you know, it was a lot of maintenance. And the kids really did enjoy, seeing them and hearing them all the time.
Yeah.
But I was ready for them to go outside once they were big enough. So, but I think it was good for us to try it, but it
I wouldn't do it again.
we would have been fine if we had started
Yeah.
with the pullets and
And I wouldn't
went
do it
from
again
there.
just because I like went through that experience and it didn't have super value to me. It was good and we learned a lot, but I would just buy pullets now. They're a couple more dollars per bird and it's fine. So, which is also one thing to pay in mind is a lot of people have tractor supply stores and farm stores where they can buy their chickens, but they're not, first of all, they're chicks. So if you're looking to get chicks, you need to make sure you get sex-linked chicks and you don't get ones that are called straight run, because the straight runs, they don't know the sex and you could end up with like seven roosters and one hen. So it's really important to know what you're getting. So just something to think about.
Yeah, and there's no way of knowing, right? So
No, unless
you
they
can't,
get sex-linked one.
right?
Yeah.
You're when you go in, you're buying three or four birds, let's
Yeah,
say.
you have no
You have
idea.
no idea what the birds you're buying are going to be. And if you are like in our area, no roosters are allowed within the coops that we have. We've then got to figure out how to get rid of roosters,
Yeah, it's
right?
not
Which
fun.
you don't want to do that either, you
No.
know? So if you can go the route where you know you're going to be getting a
Yeah.
hen, one, if you have kids and you're doing it, it makes it a lot easier when you
Yeah.
explain we're getting chickens and then said chickens have to go away.
Yeah, so that's
So
why if you're new to this, get pullets. They're already at the age of the right of lay. So usually like 99% of the time, like they can sex them for you. So that's just a thought for that we had. And then kind of to end today, we just really wanted to talk about the 2023, kind of like a reset and kind of just get your mind right as we enter this new year. Something that's been on my heart that I want to share and that I think is really important is that we all have like these New Year's resolutions and these thoughts in our heads and these expectations. Like you don't need January 1st to change. Okay. You can pick any day of the year to make a change or to decide you want to do something. You don't have to just wait to do the new year. So don't be hard on yourself if you're not even sure what you want to do this year. Like you can always make that change tomorrow or a week from now. But I think something that's really important is the kind of the 2023 declutter, because I really feel like that clutter causes debt. A dirty kitchen causes you to buy takeout because you don't feel like washing your dishes. I think that it's really easy for me just to sit here and say that, you just clean your house, have a clean house. But I think that if you do a couple things every day, it'll make you feel more confident to then, kind of have things more organized, which will make you feel better, which it combats depression and anxiety. And so every morning, make your bed. It's something so simple. Just make your bed when you wake up. When you get out of the shower, wipe your counters down. When you are in the kitchen, like after you serve your kids lunch, like don't just like be like, I'm tired, like, and I just walk away. Like clean up your kitchen. And it does take time and it's exhausting. Sometimes I feel like I'm in the kitchen all day just cleaning up messes. He was home the other day and he was like, I feel like I cleaned the kitchen like 5 times today. I'm like, 'cause you did. Like you did clean the kitchen 5 times today. I just think that, a lot of times, especially if you're a working mom, you get home, you want to feed the kids, but the kitchen's a mess and like sinks are piled high because you didn't do it the night before and you end up just having takeout. And so we really think that just try to like not do that this year. Try to get out of debt. Try not to be spending unnecessary money because 2023 is going to be a little bit harder. The prices are going up. They're going to keep going up. And I know it's really tempting to just spend $40 on, Chick-fil-A or, take out, a couple nights a week, but it really adds up. So that's just my thoughts. Do you have anything you want to add?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that, every night before bed, when we're coming around and, locking up, lights are off, there's never a like, oh man, like there's still stuff in the sink.
Yeah,
Like
and it's
it's
exhausting.
done,
It's
you
it I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna be so real with you right now. It is exhausting. And there's nights that we're both like,
know.
So we put the kids to bed. Usually between 7 and 8 is when we get the kids to bed. And we like as soon as we're done this podcast, we're gonna start our nightly routine cleanup. And we start at one side of the house and we make our way all the way to the other side of the house and we pick up everything off the floor. The kitchen has to be cleaned. We vacuum. And if the floor is really, really, really gross, like we mop. And that is every single night. And it was hard at first, but now it is a nightly routine. People, when they
And
come
it
to our
takes
house,
us what, 20 minutes to do
20
it, the
minutes to
whole
do.
thing. Like, like the first
It was
few
hard at
times
first.
that we kind of really focus on it, but we've been doing it so long now, I
Years,
don't really even
yeah. It's
remember.
been a few
But
years.
it's 20 minutes, and sure, it might be 20 minutes less of a TV
A
show to
TV show
watch or
or
something
something.
like that.
Yeah.
But really, it's we wake up in the morning,
And it's calm.
we don't stress out about stuff that wasn't done the
You're not
night
tripping over
before.
toys like
It's funny, people all the time talking about stepping on a Lego, right?
I've never
It's like,
stepped on a Lego, I
I've
don't
never
think.
stepped on a Lego.
Me
It's,
either.
kids are gonna clean up their stuff when they're done with
Yes.
it. And at every night we're vacuuming. I'm gonna hit that Lego before, 3 in the morning if I need to come downstairs for something, like, or even, 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm not stepping on a Lego because
Yeah.
it's already cleaned
You're
up.
not searching for a coffee mug to make your coffee before
Yeah,
you go to
it's
work. And that's really important. I know that to some people might be like easier said than done. You know, you're a stay-at-home mom, but I wasn't a stay-at-home mom. I'm a recent stay-at-home mom. This is something that we did every single night when we were both working. So it is possible. It's just, are you willing to take a little bit less time to yourself at the end of the day?
And again, it's that idea of being comfortable, right? It's you're less comfortable right now because you're having to go through cleanup, but you're more comfortable later on because you don't have to do it. And not even necessarily more comfortable, but you're less stressed about it later on for sure. Which I think is long term, it's something that's better for you anyway. You know, I don't really stress about the cleanup as much as I would if I had to do it beforehand. Like going to work in the morning, I can get the fire started in the wood stove. I can have my coffee made. Everything's done. And I can be out the door 15 minutes after I'm downstairs, right? And I don't leave the house going, oh man, did I do this? Or was this done? There's enough kindling there that if the fire went out, you'd start it back up. There's enough wood for you to burn all day long. You know, I leave for work. I don't stress out about any of that stuff. And when you come down with the kids, it's
We just
just, you
start
know,
our
right
day and
into your
it's
day.
relaxing. And so basically, like, that's what we would that's our piece of wisdom for 2023 is to just declutter and really prepare yourself and prepare your house.
And that's kind of, you know, the idea that, you know, when I was thinking about all this today, Proverbs 24, verse 27 says, prepare your work outside, get everything ready for you in the field, and after that, build your house. Right. And so this morning we came, we got it up, we got outside, we got work done. We ended up going out for lunch for your birthday. Had a beautiful outdoor lunch today. It was really actually quite exciting to do on the first day of the year. Came back, continued the work in the yard while the two younger kids napped. Had our work outside, had our work in the field done, and now we're, you know, getting ready to get that work done around the house so that tomorrow is a day that we're ready to wake up and really, you know, we can attack that day in the morning with no stress about we left something on the table today that didn't get done.
So we hope that you guys enjoyed our episode today. We hope that you got something from it, and we wish you a happy new year, and we will see you again next week.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.